This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and Jeremy Hogel from MegaPros Home Repair, Remodel, and Renovation Experts. Eric Klein from Care Patrol. Gil Wagner from Dornbos Heating and Air Conditioning. And Janelle Iacino from Rose Pest Solutions. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNRadio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago. Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Thank you, Mr. Jennings. Start every show like we do every single week on Janelle Iacino. Elwood, buddy, how many miles in Chicago? Thank you, Mr. Jennings, the James Earl Jones of WGN Radio. We are here to help you with all of your real estate and housing and credit and whatever it's got to do with your home. That's what we're here for. Thank you to Wendy Snyder for filling in for me while I was down in Florida for my daughter's college graduation last week. Just want to put a special shout out to everybody down in Florida. You do have turn signals on your cars, and it would be helpful if you use them. Just want to throw a public service announcement out there. They don't use their turn signals.
Wow.
Yeah, on the roads, on the expressways, they don't believe in them.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. So I don't understand, but okay. But they do know how to use their horns. 312-981-7200, MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Jeremy has familia responsibilities today, so he is taking time out to spend with his family. We'll go around the horn. Janelle's in the big girl seat, is in Jeremy's co-pilot seat. What are we talking about, Janelle?
Well, I want to open up to listeners if they have questions or concerns about the recent hantavirus explosion in media. I've got some scientific facts to clear up what the risk actually is. But other than that, I want to talk about mosquitoes because they're out in full force, aggressively biting. And I want to make sure everybody that's, you know, heading out of town or spending time outdoors this weekend is protected.
We have a graduation party this Friday. We need your team to come out if you haven't already come out. Mm-hmm. Is it too late?
No, absolutely not.
Okay, so
we could do it the day before.
All right, let's do it. Put it down for Thursday. So I'll connect you with the captain of the ship, Andy Hochberg. She'll take care of that. Let's go to Gil Wagner, Dornbos. How you doing, Gil?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Thanks for joining us for breakfast. We had the entire crew at breakfast today. Very refreshing.
Felt good.
And we got a lot accomplished. We learned a lot about our different businesses and different specialties. And you were talking a lot about making sure you work with the right professional and you're not buying an entire new unit when you only need a part that might cost $75 to $150.
Yes sir.
What else are we covering today, bud?
We're talking about finding the right contractor, the importance of AC maintenance, and our special level up program we have going on right now.
If our listeners want to reach out, the best number to reach out to you?
708-831-2281.
All right. Then we're going to go to your left, my right, Eric Klein. I met Eric at the Northbrook Chamber of Commerce, first Friday of the month breakfast, and we're sitting at a table, heard him give his one-minute spiel there, or 30-second, whatever it is, you know, his introductory elevator pitch, if you will. I think it's 15 seconds they allow us, and I'm just like, that would sound really interesting, what Eric does, which we'll find out here in a minute, and then we do table swaps, right? At the end, you do table networking, and then you bounce around to two different groups, meet a bunch of different people, and got to know and learn what Eric does, and I'm just like, I definitely need to have Eric on the show. And Eric, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Who do you work for, buddy?
I work for Care Patrol Senior Advisors. We are care managers, we're patient advocates, and we help seniors that are struggling to take care of themselves at home. We help them find long-term care, things like assisted living and memory care.
Not just here in the Chicagoland area, right? Walking over the bridge, I learned that you're nationwide, or your organization is nationwide.
We are. We got 240 offices across the country.
Okay, and we're going to dive deeper into the different services that you provide. And the best part, Janelle, because you know money's tight.
Yeah.
For everybody,
mm-hmm.
especially with $5 gallon gas.
Oof.
Plus $5, it's on the screen right there, $5.38 here in Illinois, according to News Nation. Thank you, News Nation, for that. And everybody's looking for ways to care for their parents and looking for ways to get quality care. They don't know what to do because that's mm-hmm. not their area of expertise. And I was talking to Eric over delicious scrambled eggs, bacon, and watered down coffee at Mission Hills at the Northbrook Chamber of Commerce. And I'm like, this is a very valuable bit of information we need to get out to the masses. So if our listeners want to reach out to you, Eric, what's the best number one more time to reach out to you, my friend?
You can give us a call at 847-653-1212.
All right. It is Memorial Day weekend. We are going to end the show this Memorial Day honoring playing taps and naming the names of the 13 service members who lost their life in the Iran war that was allegedly over some 70 days ago, according to our leadership in Washington, but for some reason continues. So we will honor the fallen service members who went over and are not coming home. And let's remember on Monday, when you have your day off and you're barbecuing, that there are men and women that fought for our countries, including first responders, that are no longer here because they went over, they went into a dangerous situation to protect you, and we're going to memorialize them on Monday. That's what it's all about. It's not to take a trip. It's not to, it, you know, you could do all that, but at least take some time, maybe go to the parade in your town for the veterans in your town and the fallen first responders as well. We're going to take a quick break, come back with the mailbag. Mailbag's loaded. I'm teed up already. There's something going on locally here. I made a video yesterday that really frosted me that we're going to get to. 312, this Mayor BJ is just absolutely off his rocker, and they did something to a local business person on the southeast side of Chicago, on the southwest side of Chicago. It's not right, and we're going to talk about it after these messages. 312-981-7200. That's MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN. Mailbag sponsored by Centegar, coming up next. Centegar Plumbing, Janelle, the only plumbing company that I trust to touch the pipes that are in my house. My pipes, I should say, that are in my house. Just want to let everybody know, I mentioned this earlier in the week, I was brought on to the Northbrook Veterans Center as the newest director, helping them get the words out as to all of the different resources that they provide to veterans, not only in Northbrook, but Northfield Township. They're going to be at the first breakfast, first Friday breakfast coming up at the Chamber. We're going to outreach to business owners. We would like to outreach to all the business owners in Northfield Township to who would like to offer discounts.
We do. Rose does.
To veteran. Oh, there's number one.
Yep.
And then on the yin to that yang, we would like access to your employees, just see if they are veterans that might need help, right? We're not asking you for donation. Would be nice, but we're not asking, right? But, you know, the discount for the veteran is more than enough, very generous, but we just want to be able to provide information to you so you can provide it to your employees that might work there or know somebody, friend, family, coworkers, neighbor that is a veteran that could use some help. So
awesome.
We're going to be doing a lot of videos helping them. So I wanted to bring that up. There is a company. I wanted everybody to go to this website, SchraderGoods.com.
How do you spell Schrader?
S-H-R-A-D-E-R-S, goods, plural, .com.
Got it.
The city of Chicago this week dropped out of the blue. Been in business, I think, 17 years since the Daley administration. So through the Daley administration, the Emanuel administration, the Lightfoot administration, and 280 some 70 some days left in Mayor BJ's administration, the city council, out of the blue, sends them a cease and desist order because they're selling shirts. I'm wearing one of the shirts they sell. Very comfortable, beautiful shirt.
Yeah.
They sell Chicago firefighter shirts, T-shirts, onesies, you know. Stuff that firefighters and their families wear, you know, green for St. Patrick's Day.
Sure.
If a firefighter had a kid, people go in there to his shop at 3145 West 111th Street in Mount Greenwood in Chicago, right? Maltese crest, this is the Maltese crest, and the leather nest that they have with the CFD, you know, that's in the script. It's on all the fire trucks.
Yep.
They've been selling shirts for 17 freaking years, not a peep out of the city. 70% of this guy's business is geared toward Chicago firefighters and their families, right? They've got pink pullovers for the women.
Aww.
Or the men that like to wear pink pullovers. I'm not saying there's nothing wrong. It's a judgment-free zone, okay? You know, it's that sort of stuff. Hats and shorts. The city's giving them a C and D. They got an extension through the end of the week. Don't know how if it's going to be kicked out. O'Shea's on it, our friend Matt O'Shea. This guy's got over $200,000 worth of inventory in his little shop on the south side. I bought $100 worth of stuff this morning. Kevin wearing one of the shirts. I got three shirts down there. He threw in a mug. Thank you, Joy. I know he's listening. He's calling in at 12:05.
Nice.
We need to help this man and his family unload this inventory if the city breaks it off over his head. So Mayor BJ, I don't know what he's doing. I don't know what the big deal is. Local 2's on it. The firefighters are all behind him. Okay, I might stop out there at 3145 West 111th Street after the show. Might go out, buy another $100 worth of stuff. He's got 200 G's worth of inventory we need to help him move.
Yeah.
So the website's open. He was filling 60 orders last night. I did a video. I posted it, emergency press conference. Phone lines blew up. His website blew up. He got over 60 orders. I need 600 orders.
Nice.
Okay, SchradersGoods.com. SchraderS, goods, plural, .com. Joe's calling in at 12:05 to talk about it. City that wants to grow business and all that stuff, and they're humping on the little guy? Give me a break.
Wow.
All right, let's get to this. More stuff. U.S. consumer sentiment officially falls to its lowest level on record, and data going back to 1952, down another 10% last month. Consumers now see inflation rising to 4.8% over the next 12 months. This puts the consumer sentiment index down 21% since February 26, so much winning, before the Iran war. Not even the 1980s saw consumer sentiment this low. What does that mean? That means that people are having trouble spending their paychecks, and their paychecks are not going as long as they had once thought it did or know it did, because it's not. It's just a fact. Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to throw this out there as well. ComEd is increasing rates. The rates are already at 17 cents per kilowatt hour, average bill at $107 and climbing past 120. So I had a breakfast with a guy yesterday that helps people reduce their electric bills. It's an easy thing. All you have to do, if you're a ComEd, he's not guaranteeing you anything. All you have to do is email me a copy of your personal electric bill and your business electric bill. If he thinks he could help you, he will, and he'll get you signed up, and you could start saving money right away. So send me, it's all confidential. Email me your electric bill, david@56david.com, and if we could help you, this guy will help you. Just trying to save people money to get through all this stuff, $5 a gallon gas, or forget about it. Okay, remember this call from a couple of weeks ago? I think you were on the show.
Mm.
Guy called in, mom passed away, home left to his sister and his two sisters and himself. There was a TOD, right? Transfer on death. So they put their names on the title. They own the house. Everything's cool. They own the house. Oh, it's horrible. May their mother's memory be an eternal blessing. But she did the right thing before she passed, set up all the stuff. The kids own the house. Okay. Remember the insurance agent that was scaring the hell out of him? I told him to, drop the insurance agent. They got the insurance taken care of. Sister, one of the sisters calls me, wants to sell the house to her daughter and the niece of her sister and brother. Okay, cool. $300,000 house. Each one of them gets 100 G's because mom paid off the house. Very easy transaction. So the daughter will take out. I said, are you going to give your $100,000 equity to your daughter? She's like, if I have to, I will.
Hmm.
Okay. Daughter's got to sell the condo. She'll clear about 50. Okay. She's single with the kid. Okay. Mom wants to take care of the daughter with the payment. She's got 2% mortgage now. She's not going to have a 2% mortgage on the new loan because the rates are in the twos. Okay. So it's a straight purchase from the three of them, right? Gift of equity from the mom. Daughter's going to take out a 200, a 150, a 250 mortgage, done.
Wow.
It's really that simple.
Nice.
So mom's listening right now. Thank mom. Thank the brother. And wanted to go over this real quick in the last 2 minutes. Borrower purchased a new construction home. They got the price up to $681,700. Okay? They went crazy with upgrades, which is fine. They've got $130,000 already into it with the down payment with the builder, and they had to pay for all the upgrades up front. Fine. They're thinking $681,700 purchase price, $130,000 into it. They think they're at close to 20%, no PMI. Fine. Appraisal comes back on Friday,
$632,000.
Uh-oh. It's all right. They're freaking out. I'm like, there's nothing to freak out about. You've got 130 G's into it. They were freaking out. I had to talk to the son, who's an attorney. I'm like, it's math. Okay? You have 130 into the deal already. There's a round number, $50,000 difference between the purchase price and the appraised value. Financing is based upon the lesser of the appraised value or the purchase price. In this case, it's the purchase price is higher than the appraised value, so we go off the appraised value. So out of the 130, we have to set aside, let's say, 50 to make up the gap between the 680 and the 632 appraised value, and the rest is now used for the down payment. Okay, they don't have 20% down now. Now they have 13% down. They have to go with PMI. Mom and dad don't have to bring in any extra money, and the deal's done. Okay? Just want to put a shout out there to the attorney on this transaction who's listening, because I told her to listen, who's been an absolute train wreck during the entire transaction. When we say push, she pulls. When we ask for something, she answers a completely different question. So, I just want to throw it out there. Sellers, attorneys out there, the mortgage people are just trying to do their jobs and get the job done so we get to the finish line. When we ask for something, we're just asking for it. We got better things to do than to chase after you three times for the same information. Be nice if you provided it to us when we asked for it instead of dragging your feet. So the closing was supposed to happen on the 27th, got pushed to the 28th. Now we're at June 1st at no fault of ours because of the seller's attorney being an absolute train wreck to work with.
Wow.
But that's called an appraisal gap, right? So that gets over the appraisal gap. 100% fine. We do it all the time. This segment was the center guard. Oh, and a lady, a guy or gal texted in, going to buy a new car. Sorry, I said we'd cover it. Going to buy a new car. I want to test drive the new car. If I give my license to the salesman, will they run my credit? They need your social security number in order to run the credit. Okay. And the social security number is not on your driver's license. You know, if you give them your social security number and they run it, that's on you. Mm-hmm. But if you give them the driver's license, they don't run my credit, they won't. And if they do, you could sue them. It's really that simple.
Wow, that's right? Good to know.
And if you're doing that before you're buying a house or refinancing, don't do it until after you close. Yes, another thing, right? The guy buying the house here that I just gave you, he wanted to buy a car. I'm like, no, we're not buying a car. Wait until you go home. I know I got to hit a break, Benny. Wait until you go home. And then buy the car. All right, we got to take a quick break. That was the Center Guard Plumbing mailbag sponsored by Center Guard Plumbing. 312-981-7200. It's MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. We're going to take a break. Come back with Janelle Iacchino after news, traffic, and weather on the other side.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. A lot of great texts coming in. See that one from 773 that they're going to start reporting to all the daycare centers on the east side of Disney High School that are using the Disney characters painted on their outside walls.
Yikes. Yikes.
Well played.
Yeah.
Well played. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's the MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. I just wanted to mention this, mm-hmm. right? 15 people held at gunpoint in Chicago's Trendley River, North Streeterville, and Lakeview over recent weeks. Robbers forced cash app transfers, stole phones, kidnapped some in black BMW, and drained accounts on the spot, right on cue. One stunned local says, I mean, this is supposed to be a safe area. Meanwhile, Mayor BJ brags that last summer, Chicago's safest in 60 years while rolling out his new 2026 summer safety plan on youth and job safety. And he's shutting down small businesses. He's issuing his council's issuing cease and desist orders for small business selling the same thing for the past 17 years on the south side of Chicago. Mm. So makes sense, all the sense in the world. All right, well, great segue into bugs.
What's bugging you guys?
What's going on? What's the latest?
Well, I mean, there's like no lack of like viruses and diseases showing up in media lately. I know we are kind of past the cruise ship hantavirus explosion. That's still a lot of buzz because we're getting a lot of phone calls for it. So I just wanted to address that. Hantavirus has always been linked to rodents, and the whatever happened on this ship was kind of a rare, unique case. A lot of homeowners that have been calling us have been like, you know, I've had mice in my house. Does that mean that I'm at risk for hantavirus? Well, we talked to our staff experts on the subject, and hantavirus, while it is prevalent in wild mice, not so much urban areas, but rural areas, which we do have quite a bit of in Illinois. I mean, there's a lot of rural areas. Those are the mice, like deer mice is typically the one that carries the hantavirus. And so basically, if you've got if you live in the city and you've got rats and, you know, you've seen mice in the house, that doesn't mean that you're going to die of hantavirus. That's not how that works.
Hold on. I saw an episode of off-road truckers or something, or ice road truckers. Okay. And it was crazy because one of the drivers came down with hantavirus because he had mice in his camper sleeper and he was getting sick. He didn't know what it was, checked in the hospital. Mm-hmm. He had hantavirus. This was like 70. I loved that show. I watched
it's a
it all
good
the
show,
time.
Yeah.
But
yeah, so
are there different type of mouse, and I'm not trying to be funny, but are the mouse droppings more powerful in mice in Alaska or mice?
It's about the rural species that live in these these, you know, more rural landscapes. So the house mouse that we see the most of in Chicagoland is not a known carrier of hantavirus. But where it comes into risk is, I mean, that you get it by handling or being around the feces and the urine of this wild deer mouse. And so in that guy's situation, he probably had his truck parked somewhere rural and had an infestation. And it can absolutely cause respiratory issues. You know, we partner with a couple of cleaning services on the North Shore and in Chicagoland, and they've encountered severely hoarder, you know, situations in houses and, you know, overrun with mice and things like that. And when they're contracted to clean these houses, there's a certain protocol that's necessary. You have to wear proper PPE. You have to wear, you know, ventilation masks and whatnot. Otherwise, if you're stirring stuff up and cleaning these feces and all that, the dust from it can get into your lungs.
Texter, Deanna, because her name is up there on the, she must be a frequent texter. We have mice droppings in our backyard shed. What sort of face mask should we wear while cleaning them out?
That's a great question. I would assume that, like, even a dust mask, you don't need, like, the respirator thing necessarily. That would
whatever.
Be, like, the best solution is get a respirator that, you know, has cartridges and whatnot. But I even just wearing a dust mask over your nose and mouth will prevent you from breathing that in as you sweep it up. But they also say that you can, like, wet it down to prevent the particles from getting in the air, too. So there's ways around that. But regardless, it's rare for someone to get hantavirus, but there are cases and there are situations like that. But just be aware that if you do live with mice, if you do have them, just be very careful when you're cleaning up any, you know, droppings or debris that they leave behind, because it could be harmful to your lungs.
And it's getting to be more so rat season. I see them all over the city driving Lower Wacker. Forget about it.
It's insane.
It's like a racetrack.
I just checked our phone records, and because I always do that before I come on the show to see what's the pest of the month. You know, what are people talking about the most? Our rat calls right now they're just exponential.
Really?
It's insane, and it's, you know, everybody's getting outside.
Warmer.
They're stirring stuff up in the yard. You know, there's garbage overflowing. People are spring cleaning. That's making the rats curious. It's making them, you know, forage for things. And so because they're out in the open a lot more, people are noticing them. And I want to encourage listeners, if you do see a rat in the city, open up your 311 app and report it, because that's the only way the city knows where to do their treatments. If it is on private property, call Rose. We've got amazing solutions that are, you know, family, pet, and pollinator friendly. So if you've got dogs or cats or anything, you know, that's not a concern. We'll take that into consideration.
Final 2 minutes before the break.
Yeah.
We're going to graduation. My daughter is graduating from Glenbrook North on Sunday.
Congrats.
Well, tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah, tomorrow at Northwestern.
That's great.
Yeah, it's going to take us 9 hours to get out of there, but fantastic. She has to be dropped off at 4:30, so we're leaving Northbrook at 8:30 just to make sure we get there, because it's so convenient to get there.
Nice, yeah.
But a lot of graduations, college graduations, high school graduations, grade school graduations.
Oh, yeah.
Backyards are going to be in full force usage.
Backyard party season.
And we talked earlier about you guys coming out to my home. I gave you Elise's cell phone number. We got it scheduled for Thursday because the party's Friday night.
Perfect.
It should be in rare form next Saturday for the show.
Perfect.
It's still not too late to get your team out there to treat the backyards for the,
absolutely,
for the mosquito.
Never too late to treat mosquitoes, you guys. And it's so important. Just yesterday, first case of West Nile virus in a mosquito was found in Mokena. It's not a human case, but the mosquitoes have tested positive for West Nile in Mokena. It happens every year. It's in our own backyards. People think, you know, mosquitoes, they're the deadliest animal on the planet, but people think that it's only in other countries that they're a problem. It's in our own backyards. Mosquitoes need the size of a tablespoon of water to breed. to lay their eggs. So it's kind of drizzling today. Anything that collects water in your yard, that's an open invitation for mosquitoes to lay their eggs and create a habitat on your property.
And the box fans underneath the...
That's a hack, yeah. Yeah. Mosquitoes are not strong flyers, you guys. So if you do have a party, one quick hack you can do, plug a fan in, get it blowing low and away from your ankles so that, you know, you kind of... You can deter them from chewing up your legs while you're sitting at the table. But yes, absolutely get on our schedule for a mosquito service. We can come and do it the day before your party, the week before your party. It makes such a difference, not only comfortability-wise, but you're protecting your health.
That's phone number.
1-800-GOT-PESTS or rosepestcontrol.com.
All right, we're going to come back. Thank you for that great information. Come back with Gil Wagner from Dornbos talking about HVAC. 2 weeks ago was in the 70s, 80s. Now we're back. I had the leather jacket hung up, and then I had to rip it back, and people make fun of my leather jacket. I'm just, you know what that does? It makes me want to wear it more. Yeah. So we got Gil coming up from Dornbos coming up after these messages. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, a photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
It's a good show.
John Landecker played that song for my intro as I was on his show this week.
Oh, look at her dropping the John Records Land.
I got so many more viewers.
Did you know I was on John Records Land? I don't know if I told you.
You don't know how many more people watch his show? Or
but when I was on with John
Records
Landecker.
Wow, you guys are really insecure.
Yeah, okay, you're totally right.
This is just the tip of the iceberg.
I have no idea.
Now, here's Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. I know you want to talk about maintenance because maintenance is very important, but I also want to cover the scumbags out there that take advantage, because we talked about it in depth. Each one of us has that experience, you know, the home care, health care, lot of shenanigans going on with, in that industry that Eric's going to cover. We all know the games that the pest control people play. They overcharge you, and they say they spray, and they don't spray, and you're paying for spraying.
It can be ridiculous, yeah.
You have this in multiplicity in your company, especially with the consolidation and the family-owned businesses that are selling out and being taken over by the private equity. It's not the same landscape as it used to be a year ago, let alone 3 and 5 years ago, because of these PE companies rolling up these smaller family-owned businesses. You think you're getting the same family-owned customer service, and you are not. Can you address that real quick?
Yeah, you definitely are not getting that anymore. They come in. You see that everybody's seen the Dateline episode when the contractor's sitting on the ductwork in the attic and making noise and not doing anything, or they pull the wire off the capacitor, and it happens all the time. So you want to make sure you get a contractor who does a thorough diagnosis, shows you the part, goes over the unit with you. Explains it to you, not just, hey, you need a brand new unit every time, because a lot of times you don't. So, I mean, if the unit's over 25 years old, yeah, probably. But if it's 5-6 years old, the parts are still under warranty.
And you had said something that what percentage of our listening audience, just on a macro level, think that their unit was made by Honeywell?
About 90%. And Honeywell makes thermostats. They don't make air conditioning products. So that's... The public just doesn't know, and they need to be educated and taken care of.
And that's why you're on the show, to educate folks. So we love that you're here.
What percent? 98?
Or I think 90-some percent. 92, 90-some.
Think that their HVAC is manufactured by Honeywell, and Honeywell does not make HVAC units. They make thermostats.
They make thermostats, yes.
Fantastic.
Yep.
That's outstanding. Okay, so AC maintenance, right? Again, 2 weeks ago, we're walking around in shorts and T-shirts. I've got my Chicago firefighter T-shirt on here that I bought at Trader's Goods down at 3145 West 111th Street. Joe's calling in at 1205. 55 degrees the next day.
Yeah, that Joe's place right across the street, right around the corner from Dornbos. So
there you go.
Stop in there on Tuesday. So.
Okay, stop in and let's help move that over $200,000 worth of inventory.
For
the
sure.
City's jamming it down his throat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, we had 80 degrees last weekend. So
yeah.
It's been AC season starting, getting your maintenance done. A maintenance check takes an hour and a half to do properly. Clean the condenser, go over all the refrigerant, the products, all the electrical components of it. It's not an in and out 15-minute, $50, cleaning check. It's there's a tune-up and then there's a cleaning check. Cleaning checks are thorough. You go over the whole unit. We have a 48-point checklist we do when we go on a system. So you want to make sure the system is running well, and it's just going to keep your energy bills costs. It's going to energy bills low. You just talked about energy costs. It's kind of med going up.
Yep.
So let's do what we can to keep those costs down, keep your air conditioner clean, make sure the maintenance, the electrical components are good, make sure the refrigerant level is good as where it's supposed to be. You know, and then just have it serviced once a year, and it'll last a lot longer. You'll save some money, and overall, you'll be in better off. So,
you do the filters as well?
We do filters as well. Yeah, we have them on our trucks. If we don't have them, we'll go get them. Put them back. Come back. Put them in. You can put them under your maintenance program. We can pick them up for you. We can have them shipped to your house. We do whatever you need. So,
so how long has Dornbos been in business?
99 years. Next year is going to be our 100th year anniversary, and we're super excited about that. You know, serving the Chicagoland suburbs. Fred Dornbos started back in 1927, delivering ice and coal, and it's come to be one of the, you know, oldest HVAC companies in Chicagoland. And, you know, we're very proud of that, and we're super, super excited to celebrate our 100 years next year. And we're about community and giving back to the area we work in and the people that support us. We support our community. It's an awesome place to work. We're customer-focused. Company. It's all about customers, right?
312-981-7200 is MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. You had mentioned, I think Eric asked you a question, are your service reps on commission, or do they get a bonus if they sell a new unit to incentivize them to go out and sell new units? Can you cover that?
So our technicians do not sell. When we're on a call, we present all the options to the customer, repair options. And if a replacement's a better option, we'll reach out to one of our home solutions advisors. They'll come out and they'll we'll give them the options for new systems for their home. But that's usually the last resort. We want to make sure that we present all the options possible and let the customer homeowner make their decision. If you want to refix it, then let's fix it and make it work. If you really need a new one, then we'll have that conversation. We don't want to have that conversation. It's not a fun one to have all the time. You know, it's just we get a bad reputation sometimes because sometimes the best option is to buy a new one. But most of the time, it's you can just fix it and get a couple more years out of it, and you're fine. So,
what's a new unit costing nowadays?
They're anywhere. Just an AC only is about $7,500. Yeah, it's we've had 40% price increases from manufacturers since COVID days.
Yeah, we were talking it was about. Like $2,800 to $3,200 prior to COVID.
Yeah, it's gotten it's crazy. You know, it's to do the job right. You know, you want to make sure you do the job right. It does. You know, it costs money. It's we make sure it's done properly the first time, and we have those. That's why we have warranties and guarantees to make sure that we are doing it right. So we'll make sure we take care of our customers.
Do you have financing options for our listeners that are strapped and need air conditioning and heating to survive?
100%. We got 0% financing up to 60 months. There's no cost to you. It's great options. So
that's great.
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Keep the payment low and help you out. And if you can ComEd, they have a lot of ComEd rebates still that you can take advantage of.
Really? Okay, good.
Take some of their money, you know.
Got it. Mm-hmm. Phone number for if our listeners want to reach out to you to get more information on your services and schedule a check and tune up before it starts baking out there.
Yep. 708-831-2281.
What unit do you service, Carrier, Train, and what is a replacement refrigerant for 140 is a texter's question.
We service every unit, anything we may service, every make and model. We are a factory authorized Carrier installer. I think it's probably supposed to be 410A, not 140, because the 140 is not a refrigerant. So 410A has been discontinued, and the new refrigerant is going to be 454B. If you have an existing 410 machine, you still can get refrigerant. Just stop making it.
So. You don't have to replace the entire unit.
You do not. It's more expensive now, of course, because the government got involved, and we know how that.
What is it?
Yeah.
Phone number one more time. We got to hit a break here.
708-831-2281.
All right. That was Gil Wagner from Dornbos. We're going to come back with Eric Klein from Care Patrol, which is a company that helps you find caretakers for your loved ones, or maybe for yourself after the break. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Thank you, Mr. Jennings. 312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. 312-981-7200. Eric Klein, Care Patrol, received a call from a listener, 70-year-old listener, who moved from the Chicagoland area down to Florida. He's buying a home now. He has a, I'm in the process of doing a mortgage for him right now. His wife is now in a wheelchair. He doesn't know anybody down there that does this sort of in-home health care. And I learned walking over the Columbus Avenue Bridge to come here to the show from the delicious breakfast at Egg Harbor. Maybe they should sponsor the show with all the plugs they get. I did not realize that the services that you provide are basically nationwide.
They are. At Care Patrol, we have 240 offices throughout the country, so we can do an intake in one city and a placement or give information in another. I'm based in Chicagoland. Mm-hmm. My office focuses on northern Illinois, but we can do an intake and provide information for anywhere in the country.
And you don't get any compensation from the listener that calls you?
Correct. We are a free service to families. That's the best thing about Care Patrol. We care manage and we patient advocate at no cost to the family because we're compensated by communities and facilities that pay Care Patrol so that we don't have to charge them.
So if our listeners right now are at home, and as we get older, we become, transition from our kids of our parents to become the parents of our parents or the caregivers. Thank you.
Yep.
We'll edit that out when we go live. And they don't know who to call. And the costs are between, depends on the services. It could be up to $12,000 a month if you want full-time help, sleep-in help. And they don't know who to go to. They don't know who to trust. Do you do all of that background scrubbing and all of the
vetting
and all everything like that?
We do. Most of the people that reach out to us are either seniors that are struggling to take care of themselves at home, or the adult kids watching their parents struggle to take care of themselves at home. So when people reach out to us, we're looking for safe and appropriate options, whether that's in the home or in a community like an assisted living or a memory care.
So here, do you require wealthy self-pay to apply for Medicaid before service? Some did in 2025-23 and describe, please. I have no idea what that text means. Can you describe that text so if other listeners have that similar question, we do a big macro answer so our listeners can understand the answer to that question.
One of the biggest assumptions people make is that Medicare covers long-term care. It does not. Medicare is for doctors, hospitals, drugs, and rehab. Long-term care, for the most part, especially in Illinois, is private pay. Our assisted livings and memory cares do not convert to Medicaid. If you run out of money, you leave. About two-thirds of people in our nursing homes, they're not there for a clinical reason. They're there because they ran out of money, and our nursing homes take Medicaid. So we help people navigate that journey. If people reach out to us while they still have the ability to private pay, that's when we can help them. If they're already on Medicaid, options are limited.
All right. So if you have an experienced homeowner, or experienced renter who's already downsized into a smaller unit, right? Sold their home and are now renting, and they're down to their last $30,000, which a lot of our listeners have that or less, and they can't make it on the $1,234 a month they're getting from Social Security. That's with the COLA adjustment, right? So they're hand to mouth, right? They're going to the food bank, they're on SNAP, they're doing whatever it is. You know, and I'm not judging, I'm just saying, right? They burn through the 30, can't afford to rent, pay the place that they downsized, now what? Because there are hundreds of thousands of listeners right now throughout the United States, because we've got a ginormous audience, that are facing this similar challenge. Step in, and what do you guys do? How do you help in that type of situation that's prevalent in all 50 states?
So when resources are limited, we're going to look for some alternative payer sources. If somebody's a veteran, if they were active duty during the time of war, they might qualify for aid in attendance. If they still have equity in their home, we're going to reach out to a professional, maybe like somebody like yourself.
Sure, be nice.
That can help access the equity in the home. And we want to try to get to those folks as early as possible while they still have some resources, which gives them more options.
And the equity in your home, you're obviously referring to the reverse mortgage, which we do a ton of them. I think we got six or seven of them going right now. And they're an amazing option for experienced homeowners that have a lot of equity in their home, especially for the kids that are paying $1,000 a month for the in-home health care that they can't afford because they've got $25,000 to $100,000 worth of credit card debt on their own. So if our listeners want to reach out to get more information or about the services that you provide that is complimentary, it doesn't cost our listeners a penny. What's the best way to reach out to you?
The best way to get us is 847-653-1212.
Is somebody standing by, or is it go to an answering service?
There's always someone there to pick up the phone.
Phone number one more time, a little slower before we hit the break.
847-653-1212.
And is there a website that our listeners could reference while they're listening on the phone right now, or listening on the radio, sorry?
carepatrol.com/Chicagoland North.
That's it. carepatrol.com/Chicagoland North. And again, you have got resources throughout the United States. So if you're listening in Florida, North Carolina, Texas, which we know that our listeners, California, we know that our listeners are, you might have resources within those states.
Reach out. We'll get you to the right people.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. That was Eric Klein from Care Patrol. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Keep the texts coming in. Keep the calls coming in. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Jose, go. Thank you for calling, buddy.
How you doing, guys? Two quick questions. I like your show.
I like you. No, well, you should have started with that, and then we would have spent more time with you. Gene in Arlington Heights, question.
Hi, David. I like you, and I like your show.
See, that's how you do it.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, the owner of Schrader's Goods. Helps if my microphone turned everybody's mics
like,
on.
Why does this sound like this?
sounds better. I got a text. Sounds better with your mic off. 312-981-7200 to MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Wearing a shirt from Schrader's Goods. We got Joe calling in about 45 minutes talking about the thumb that the city's putting one on his rear end, up his rear end, and the other one on his throat. 17 years in business, four administrations, and Mayor BJ's administration's trying to squeeze him. So he's got over $200,000 worth of inventory we need to help him move before the first, or he might get an extension. He doesn't know. How'd you like to run a business not knowing if you're in business when 70% of your business has got Chicago Firefighter logos on it? So go to Schrader's, S-H-R-A-D-E-R-S, goods with an S, .com, and check out. I bought $100 worth of stuff. I'm going to just Google it. 32 minutes from here, I'm going to run up there down south after the show. Take some pictures and promote it. Be there around 2:15 if you want to come out, say hey, and buy some stuff.
Nice.
Joe's shop. Let's try to support the little guys. 312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Eric, you wanted to clarify something coming out of the break.
Yeah, most of long-term care, whether it's independent, assisted living, memory care, or in-home care options, they're not covered by Medicaid. So people need to have the ability to private pay for that care, to look at most of those options. When people reach out to us as early in the process as possible, that's when we're simply more effective in helping them find the right care.
And you could locate different facilities. Mom's is losing her memory. Dad's losing memory. My Uncle Bill or my Aunt Sally's losing their memory. We don't know where to go. Do you have access to doctors as well, or doctors a different thing? Or are you just dealing with the facilities where they would go for treatment?
So when we touch base with a family, we do an intake. We call that a care discovery. There's a mm-hmm. clinical and a financial review. So we're going to start to gather medical information. We're going to have conversations with the family and with the seniors. And we're going to help put together a care plan that addresses both their clinical or medical needs and also their financial situation.
All right. Phone number for our listeners want to reach out?
847-653-1212.
Janelle wanted to clean something up before she starts killing people.
Oh my goodness.
Mice and rat droppings.
We were talking about the risk of hantavirus, which is typically not passed from human to human. We had a texter ask, you know, if she's going to be cleaning up mouse droppings in her backyard shed, what sort of face mask should she wear? And I did text her to clarify so that she's protected, but you have to use a respirator, the kind, an N95 respirator with the cartridges, because that will properly filter out any kind of microscopic agent in the air once they're stirred up. So if you are going to tackle cleaning up after a mouse situation yourself, please, please, please make sure that you're wearing the right gear.
Also known as BPP, bad poop particles. You're welcome.
Never heard of that one.
I just came up with it. You're welcome. So can you get those at like Ace or those type of places,
yep,
the big box store,
yep,
preferably
N95
Ace?
Respirator. Yep.
Preferably Ace. Support your local hardware man,
yes,
and woman. They're independently owned.
And speaking of, there's a lot of garden centers out there right now that are marketing mosquito plants. And I have to tell listeners that this is complete BS. You guys, don't waste your money. The only way that a plant like the citronella plant, or there's a variety of them, that, you know, lemongrass and peppermint plants. And the only way that will help ward off mosquitoes is if you crush up the plant and rub it all over your body. That's the only way it's going to help keep mosquitoes away. Planting those things on your, you know, in pots on your balcony or on your deck, that's not going to do squat to keep mosquitoes away. So please beware of all the gimmicks out there.
Citronella candles, which are, no, your favorite.
Ugh. It's hysterical. I mean, they don't work. They don't work. If you think about, and I know this because I own an apothecary, I make candles. There's something called the scent throw when you're making candles, and it maybe covers a radius of max, if you do it right with the right essential oils, max 12 inches. That's it. And if it's in the center of your table on a deck, that's not doing squat for the people sitting around the table. Your better bet is getting a fan blowing away from you, because mosquitoes are weak flyers. They're drawn to moisture, and right now it's kind of humid out there. That we've got a little bit of drizzle in the air. Anything that holds a tablespoon of water or more is going to attract mosquitoes. It's insane. Every time you get bitten, that's a female mosquito that it's about to lay another 100 to 300 eggs. So keep that in mind. It gets exponential. Don't overwater your plants. Even that will create harborage for mosquitoes. And they're a threat not just to humans, but to dogs, too. I mean, where do you think heartworm comes from?
Phone number?
Call Rose Pest Solutions at 1-800-GOT-PESTS or visit Rose Pest Control for a free quote for mosquito services.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGN.com. Here, David, if the economy is so glooming, why is travel at record levels, air and road at record levels? The media says there's an economic suffering, but the stats say otherwise. Well, those people that are traveling in the air and spending $4 for the waters at the airport have their credit cards at over 70% capacity. And the credit card delinquencies, paying late on credit cards, car loans, new loans, and auto and used cars are at record levels. So people are spending money they don't have to take trips they can't afford. I don't know what else to tell you. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Question for Rose. I've been battling drain flies. I've hired plumbers and a pest control company. Pest control just did a messy spray. I've also done boiling water, lemon juice, and baking soda a few times in the drain sumps. They seem to be coming from the utility room, which has a sink, floor drain, and two sumps, one sealed, and I have two of the blue light sticky traps going, which gets 100 or so every couple of weeks.
Wow, that's a big population breeding. Remember when you had these in your basement shower?
Yes, I do.
So drain flies they breed in the gunk that forms. It's biofilm. It's like one of the most disgusting things, you guys. So they breed in the biofilm that collects on the sides of your pipes. And yeah, sure, there's Drano, there's, you know, baking soda and all that, but that's not going to slough off the slime that they're breeding in. And really what I tell people is, get a wire brush with a long handle and get in there and brush, slough off that biofilm, because that's what they're breeding in. If you don't eliminate the source, you're going to keep dealing with the adults that are emerging from the pipe when it's dry. So to address all three of those points, get a wire brush down in there, scrub it out. Get an organic kind of a, you know, foaming cleanser maybe that will help kind of expand into the pipe too. But you got to find the source to eliminate it. Otherwise, you're just going to keep fighting the battle.
630, AC maintenance question. Every year I have AC clean and check. One tech spent lots of time with furnace before going outside. The other, a two-man job here. The other never went to basement to check furnace. Oh, I guess they had two different checks. Okay, so one technician went to the basement to check the furnace when you do an AC clean and check. Probably a good idea to check it if you're going to clean it. And then the other one didn't go in the basement. Who's doing it right?
The guy who went in the basement and checked the furnace.
How do you do a clean and check and not go to the furnace to check it?
I don't know. That's a good question. There's parts in the furnace you use for your air conditioner, your drain. I mean, there's lots of stuff the furnace does both. It's part of the air conditioning system, too. So you want to go down there and check that every time.
That's a little, I would say that the person that went the tech, 630, call and tell us the company or text it back. 312-981-6200. And we have an anonymous caller here, right? Here. Okay, anonymous. Listen, Anonymous, phone lines are open, 312-981-7200. You got something to say. If you're going to criticize the administration when soldiers died in Afghanistan, Biden looked at his watch, Republicans buy shoes too. Listen, Spartacus, when the eight members or however many died at the airport, I did the same thing with them. I mentioned their names and we play taps. I'm mentioning the 13 that died in Iran, and we're going to say taps. There's no political statement behind it. I'm respecting the dead. You got something to say about that, or you got a problem, call in instead of hiding behind your keyboard. 312-981-7200. Phone lines are open. We got another hour and a half. Love to talk to you about it. All right, we're going to take a quick break here. Oh, here, I got a minute before the break. Cost of care is expensive. I got a minute. Can you talk? Sorry for going off on that rant. Probably should have saved that until I should have asked you this question before I fired on this texter who's talking out of their rear ends. Cost of care, it's not going down either, right? I mean, the cost of a furnace has doubled, more than doubled since COVID. Your cost of care is not going backwards either.
It is not. Independent living, which is basically age-restricted senior living with no care, approximately $4,000 to $5,000 a month in Chicagoland. Assisted living that helps with the activities of daily living, those physical needs, can be anywhere from $8,000 to $10,000 a month and more. Memory care is a secure environment for more advanced dementias, $9,000 to $12,000 a month. And if you happen to need skilled nursing care in a nursing home, it can be $15,000 to $20,000 a month. Wow. And remember, that is private pay unless you have long term care insurance.
Private pay.
Wow.
And you can help our listeners who have the money or have the coverage to cover that find the right specific location for their needs.
We're going to help them navigate every step of the process. And in Illinois, you simply have to have the means to private pay for your care.
Okay. Phone number for our listeners want to reach out to.
Our phone number for Care Patrol Senior Advisors is 847-653-1212.
Hey, Gil, phone number if our listeners want to hire a technician that actually goes down and looks at the a unit when they do a clean and check.
708-831-2281.
And Janelle, if our listeners want to get the gunk or whatever's going on in this texture's disgusting drain thing there, get it treated.
Yeah, for drain flies or mosquitoes, call Rose Pest Solutions, 1-800-GOT-PEST, or visit rosepestcontrol.com.
And sneaker buyer, phone number 312-981-7200. Looking forward to not calling into the show because you don't have the guts. Have a great day. We'll be right back.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. Received a text from a buddy of mine, retired, I think it was a lieutenant, retired member of Local 2 Chicago Firefighters Union. Thank you to the team Hochberg, to the Hochberg team for supporting Schrader's. Not all heroes wear uniforms. Some wear a microphone. Thanks, David. So thank you, Jack.
That's nice.
Appreciate those kind words.
Yeah.
And just trying to do the right thing for a hardworking man, family on the south side of Chicago. You wanted to throw something out real quick about something?
We got a bunch of texts over the break about more mosquito stuff. Someone asked about bug zappers and whether the blue or the white bulbs in the zappers are better. The blue ones are better, and it's because they have more of a UV spectrum, which is what insects see. So white lights cover more of a broad visible spectrum, and that's why they're not as targeted. So if you are going to use a bug zapper, you're going to catch a lot of moths and flies, some mosquitoes. But really the key with mosquitoes is eliminating standing water. I did see another text from someone saying last year they had a mosquito company out to do a service. It didn't work. They were getting bit up 24 hours after they had the service done. The biggest difference between a lot of companies out there and what Rose does is we provide an educational value, meaning we're going to walk the property with homeowners and show them exactly what they need to do to extend the effects of our service. And not only that, but we target resting and breeding zones where mosquitoes are known to harbor. And so if you've got bushes and dense vegetation, those are hot spots. Anything that can collect water, even leaves in a tree, all they need is a tablespoon of water. Anything like that is going to be a magnet for mosquitoes. But we provide that scientific education to homeowners so that they can be a little bit smarter about how they use their property.
Phone number.
1-800-GOT-PESTS or rosepestcontrol.com.
David Hochberg. Dear David Hochberg.
Oh.
And they spell Hock with a K, which I kind of like. love you. Love your show. Hope this works. Of course, you're going to get your text read right away. I am purchasing a new or used vehicle. If I take it for a test drive, well, that's what it said. P.S. Mention I love your show. Thank Mimi from Valpo. Part two, husband went to BMO for a HELOC. BMO says, BMO Harris, OK, okay, says they will give him a loan because his credit score is 801 instead of giving the loan in my name. I have a credit score of 830. What's up with that? I don't know. Maybe I need more information, right? You both have great credit. It's not the credit thing. Maybe it's an income thing. I have no idea. I just can't. On credit alone, you're fine, right? There's a lot of other variables, debt to income, how much debt you have versus your husband. I don't know. Maybe you were rude to somebody, but if you say, I love you, love your show, you can't be rude because you're listening to our show, so you're a sweetheart. So I don't know. BMO's a great company. I don't see why they're not into sexually, what is that?
Maybe redirect
my
that
gosh.
Sentence.
No. Profiling. Yeah, oh. I know. Yeah, they're not sexually profiling. They don't racially profile. They don't, sexually or racially profile or you know, religiously profile. There's a reason, has to be a reason that they would give the loan to him and not to you. But, you know, if you want a second opinion, we've got CCU. They do great auto loans. And just sent one of my friends over there who is buying a car to them. Cindy in Park Ridge, you've got a question for Dornbos.
Yes, I live in an apartment, and for 3 days it's been 81, 83 degrees in my place. Now, I turned off the thermostat. I contacted the management company. They told me they were going to go downstairs and turn off the valve. That's fine. And then I gave my key to them and suggested they could come in and look at the thermostat. Well, they didn't, and now I'm sweating bullets, and I don't know how to address it or what I should say or what's causing it.
Does the management company pay for your electric bill, or do you?
They pay for the heating.
They pay for the heating?
Condo association, yeah.
Heating,
so that's not good either.
Heating and cooling, or just heating?
No, just heating. I pay for the cooling.
You pay for the electric bill for the cooling. So.
Yes.
But the cooling is not in her unit.
So, well, it sounds like the radiator is overheating, right?
I don't know what it is, but I just know that I turned off my thermostat, and that hasn't helped. And it's just, you know.
Can you help
when
her?
I come home from work, I open all the windows, but I can't, you know, when I go to work, I don't want to leave them all exposed open.
Sure,
for sure. Safety. Does the thermostat control just the heat? Because you have a, have an air conditioner like that's in the wall, right?
Unit. Yeah. I'm sorry. I have a window unit that's for the air conditioning.
Yeah. So it sounds like that the boiler valve is stuck open and it's still running. You need to contact the management company again and have them come get that shut off for you because you have hot water running through your radiators when you don't want it running through your radiators.
Do you have radiators, Cindy?
Yes.
All right.
Well, it's the base. I don't know if you. No, it's like. You know, runs along the floor.
Yeah.
You know, the
baseboard radiator.
Okay.
Yep.
So you think it's stuck?
Yes.
Is that what I'm going to tell them? Okay.
Yep.
What is the name of the management company?
No, I can't tell you that.
Yeah, whisper it. I guarantee you, if you said it, they will fix it a lot faster.
No, I can't do that now because then if I need something else, they won't come.
All right. I give it to Neil and I'll call him for you, okay?
All right. Thank you.
And leave the phone number, and I'll call on your behalf to say, hey, we've got Cindy in Park Ridge who's sweating bullets there, and she needs to be cooled down, right?
Sounds pretty good.
All right. You make chocolate chip cookies? Are you a chocolate chip cookie? I got to get something out of this deal.
I do, but I got to let it cool off in here before I do that.
That's a reason we got to get the air conditioning. We got to get the heat off because I got chocolate chip cookies on the line.
There you go.
All right. Well, hang on for your Mr. Floor cleaning products, Cindy. Where do you live in Park Ridge? You over by the old Brown's Chicken there or no?
No, I live over by the Metra. Do you know where Lola's is?
Of course. Of course.
Okay, I'm right across the street.
Yeah, so you're right by the, there's only one stop over by the theater, right? The Park Ridge Movie Theater?
Oh, yeah, the Pickwick.
Yeah, the Pickwick, right down the street. And there's a great coffee shop across the street from the train station as well. So you live walking distance over by there, right?
I do.
All right. Well, I'll meet you at the. I know it's a little weird me showing up to.
I'll deliver the cookies when it cools off. Okay.
All right. There you go. All right. Well, hold on, Neil. Pick it up and get the name and number. I need some cookies. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Is that an easy fix? Is that an easy thing for the management company to do to turn the heat off?
Yes.
What happens? I mean, do they? Is it stuck? I mean,
it's probably a like a zone valve. Like it's stuck open.
Stuck open. Is that normal? I mean, yeah,
just with age.
Okay. Hmm. All right. So there you go. 312-981-7200. Doing it right. We did that. I got a guy telling me, David, I just saw a whole chicken in the Jewels for $22. What happened to the $5 steak we were promised by the administration? I don't know. You got to talk to the administration. These are just texts coming in, anonymous caller. I'm just reading them. Have a nice day. 312. I did that on purpose because he took a shot. And I haven't heard from him. You know what? And this guy wears sneakers too. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. And then 847. It's a southern thing. No signals in Georgia, North Carolina, etc. But you can listen on your app, mm-hmm, on your portable listening device. 312-981-7200. 630, just caught the end of the AC on the program. Can you send me the contact information? I have an air conditioning unit and need a reliable service. Gil?
You can call us at 708-831-2281 or go to www.dornboss.com/WGN for special WGN listener deals.
Dornboss, D-O-O.
Oh, D-O-O-R-N. B-O-S,
dornboss.com.
.com/WGN.
WGN. All right. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. If anybody wants to tell me what the price of food is in your neighborhood, we'd like to know. 312-981-7200. It's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Never go to McGregor, Minnesota.
It's you just, can't open your mouth to talk because you'll eat at least 12 bugs.
It's there's a lot, yum, of bugs. Did you say yum?
Yeah.
Dave, I told you.
She's not right.
I don't feel safe in the same room.
There's a special medication. I don't know what it is. They haven't found
it. You said yum.
I mean, it is a great food.
Recipes.
Yeah, it's a little crunchy for me. I don't know.
Now, here's Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. WGNDavid.com. What is a typical intake call? If our listeners are going to give you a call, how long does it take and what does it cover?
Yeah, when people reach out to us, they're usually struggling to take care of themselves at home. That initial intake takes about 45 minutes to get to know them.
And who is on that call?
It could be me or it could be another senior care advisor. And we start to review circumstances, medical or clinical situations, and then we start to talk about finances a little bit.
Is it the person typically looking for the help, or is it a family member looking on behalf of the person that needs help? Who is your – listen, I know you get hundreds of calls a week, but what is a typical caller?
So very often seniors do reach out to us directly, but more often than not, it's the adult kids looking out for their parents.
Yeah. The kids that have become their parents' parent. Where are we? 312-981-7200. 312, can I call 311 if I see a two-legged rat? That was very creative, 312. I see what you did there. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. A few years back, our AC was on the fritz, not an old unit. I called a big-name company. Tech guy walked in our house, and within 45 seconds of describing the issue, he suggested a new unit to replace the existing unit. I told him I had one in storage, which, in parentheses, white lie. So it was creative storytelling, another way of saying that. He checked on the unit and said, well, it just needs a new capacitor. Cost me $285 versus a new unit. David in Nashville, Tennessee. Address that, please.
It sounds, I don't know how you can tell me the new air conditioner in 45 seconds, but, you know, without checking anything. But capacitor is a common issue, especially this time of year when with storms and electrical surges. And that's, we probably replaced those more than anything on an air conditioner.
Really?
Yeah.
And you have them in your trucks?
All the time.
Okay.
Yep. First one-stop shopping.
847, for all of those less intelligent listeners, can you please have Janelle tell us what squat means?
Yeah, when I said that the so-called mosquito plant doesn't do squat, I then explained like how it would work, and it's just so ridiculous, but just planting a citronella plant in your garden or around your deck is not going to eliminate or control mosquitoes. And same thing with citronella candles. It will cover a radius of max 12 inches. But beyond that, it will not be effective at controlling mosquitoes. That's what I meant by squat.
Mary from Yorkville has a tick question. Mary, welcome to the show. How can we help you?
Hi, yes. I know that ticks are a big problem this season, and I was wondering if there's anything you can spray on your animals or on yourself to prevent you from getting it.
Actually, yeah, the ticks are really bad this year. And as a reminder, ticks dwell in dense vegetation and tall grasses. So while there is not a broad spectrum lawn application out there to control them, we absolutely recommend using EPA-approved active ingredient insect repellent, which would include DEET, picaridin, or the oil of lemon eucalyptus. Those are the three that the EPA has recognized as effective while being safe for you to use on your body. And also, just keep your pets on preventative medication. That's the best way to go about that. And if you do live in an area with a lot of vegetation, you got to get in the habit of doing tick checks before everyone comes back in the house.
Really?
Yep.
And what's an effective way of doing a tick check?
Well, we have some videos on our YouTube channel to show you what to do. But just, you know, looking on human bodies, they typically will like to cling to, like, the back of the neck or along the hairline, maybe in your armpits, behind the knees, places where, there might be sweat accumulating. But, you know, if you have a dog, too, it's, you know, on the neck or wherever their fur is on their legs, just get in the habit of doing a check.
I have shaved my entire body except my hair. I just want to let everybody know that. Get that visual in. Sorry for the stomach challenges. So it's easier to identify ticks on me.
I will say, Mary, that when we do a mosquito service, the product that we use is actually legally labeled to be effective against ticks as well. So if you do ask us to do a mosquito service for your yard, it will actually, kill off any ticks that might be in the yard as well in those areas that we can address. Yep.
All right, Mary, hang on for your Mr. Floor Cleaning product of your choice. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Eric, what is the difference in care for patients with dementia and patients with Alzheimer's?
Well, dementia is the umbrella term. That's a catch-all. There are various types of dementia, Alzheimer's, Lewy body, frontal temporal. So what we're going to do is drill down and figure out how that's affecting the patient and start to work through the process of best taking care of those needs.
Okay, and that's all calling what number?
You call 847-653-1212.
All right, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Rose, question.
Mm-hmm.
Have a quote-unquote stabbing cabin on a lake in Michigan. That's what this texter says.
What is a stabbing cabin?
I don't know.
Yeah, you don't want to know.
Okay.
You don't
want to know.
The same person, maybe you could share a squat and they could do...
Is that like a Camp Crystal Lake?
Let's just keep moving on. Okay, I'm just reading the text. Right. Any suggestions for dealing with the little gnats or no-see-ums at night?
Oh, well, that's where a bug zapper might come in handy. The no-see-ums are like the clusters of flies that you walk into when you're like near a lake. And sometimes you'll like get them in your mouth. It's disgusting. They're out there, and if there's any kind of body of water, that's where they're gonna live. But if it's if they're getting into your house, that's where we can help. And this is where you want to make sure like there's no holes in your screens, you're not leaving the door open, because mosquitoes too will find their way inside houses. There is such thing as a house mosquito, and it's all around the city too. But with gnats and no-see-ums, things like that, they're attracted to water. So if your stabbing cabin is near water, then unfortunately it's just the nature of the beast. But wear repellent. If you can't control the environment around you, you can at least control your, you know, what lands on your body, and that will keep you protected.
847, I'm the guy that complained about the price of chicken at the Jewels. I just left there and I got three ribs, buy one get two free baby back ribs. That's a great price. However, according to this texter, the buy one was the same price as a new set of Michelin tires.
Oh.
Tiffany Raiders. 847's on a roll today. Anonymous caller is probably not happy with that. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We're going to take a quick break here and throw it over to the news department. The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. Then after the break, we're having Joe Schrader, the owner of Schrader's Goods, located at 3145 West 111th Street on the... south side of Chicago in the Mount Greenwood neighborhood. He's been selling firefighter gear since his brother started the company out of his trunk of his car in 2000, way back in 2002, opened a store in 2009. His brother passed away in January of 2010, and he took it over in 2010. So 16, 17 years he's been selling firefighter T-shirts, not a word from anybody. And the and Mayor BJ's administration here, people getting held up in Wicker Park and in Wrigleyville, and he's worrying about this poor guy that's schlepping along, busting his hump down on the south side, selling T-shirts to firefighter families for family events and stuff like that. So we're going to talk to Joe Schrader's Joe Schrader from Schrader's Goods coming up after the break. He's got $200,000 worth of products he needs to sell. He got a cease and desist order after the break. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and follow line. This is Home from Chicago, 720 WGN. The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. Thank you, Mr. Jennings. 312-981-7200. Go to WG and David for all of our contact information. I am wearing a shirt that was purchased, that I purchased this morning from Schrader's Goods, which has been open since 2009. The owner is on the phone, Joe Schrader. His brother, may his memory be an eternal blessing, Steve, started the shop in October of 2009 on the south side of Chicago in the Mount Greenwood neighborhood, 3145 West 111th Street, Chicago, Illinois. Joe's brother, other brother, is a retired captain, Mike Schrader, retired captain of CFD. And welcome to the show, Joe. Can you explain what in God's name is going on with your cease and desist order from the city?
Sure, Dave. Thanks for the opportunity. April 10th, we received a letter in the mail from the Department of Law, City of Chicago, claiming that we were selling unauthorized merchandise that was bearing the CFD and CPD logos, and they required us to cease and desist by May 20th.
May 20th. So, and you got that when? On what day?
April 10th.
April 10th, and they gave you 40 days to cease and desist.
That's correct.
Okay.
So, initially we, you know, reviewed the letter. I contacted our alderman, Matt O'Shea. He's a very good supporter of police and fire.
Yep, friend of the show. Yep.
And made him aware of what was going on, and he was going to try and look into it. But things being as they may, not sure what all happened, but we did end up retaining an attorney a couple of weeks later. We did meet with the law department with our attorney on a conference call. And we requested an extension at that time, and we also requested, we're interested in finding a resolution that would mutually satisfy both parties, you know, whether it's a licensing agreement or whatever it may be. I guess there isn't anything currently in place to authorize or license this type of, you know, apparel. So we just want a solution that works for everybody.
Who are you hurting, Joe? By selling these cups and hats and sweatshirts and onesies, baby onesies, who's getting hurt by you selling the stuff, the same stuff you sold during the Daley administration, the Emanuel administration, the Lightfoot administration, and 200 some days into Mayor BJ's administration? Who are you damaging doing what you've been doing for the past 17 years, the same thing out of the same location? Who's getting hurt?
No, I mean that's a great point. Nobody's getting hurt. We've actually, we think, provided a service to the not just the firefighters, not just the paramedics, but the families, you know, the kids, the moms, the dads, the brothers, sisters, cousins, to wear the proud label of a Chicago firefighter or paramedic, and
yep.
You know, we found a market for it, and we do have a lot of. It's not even uniform stuff. We don't claim to be a uniform store. We have casual and fun apparel that the members and the family members of first responders can wear.
Chicago firefighters, for everybody that doesn't know, have to, if they're going to wear an undershirt, it has to be, you know, the color, preferred color is blue, right? That's what it is. I know this because I bought red shirts 1 year, bought like 1,500 to give away. And they're like, great, we can't wear it. I'm like, well, that's great. I got 1,500 freaking fire shirt, firefighter shirts here. So I still gave them out. But you know, they couldn't wear them on the job. It has to be blue. I'm wearing one of the shirts from Schrader's right now with Chicago Fire on the back with the crest here on my left nipple. The Maltese crest and the leather and the leather letter nest, which is the, you know, the pretty cool CFD, is that trademarked anywhere? I mean, is there some place that you could go to buy a license or anything like that?
Well, to be honest with you, I'm kind of leaving that stuff to the legal team to figure that out and work through that. I can't claim, you know, what is or isn't. You know, okay to produce. We've been doing it. We put it in our lawyers' hands, and we're kind of counting on them to work out the legal issues regarding the case. We just know what we've been doing for the last several years has made a lot of firefighter families happy.
Got it. And if our listeners want to help you, I put out a video yesterday, and your online sales blew up. I went to try to place an order yesterday, and you shut it down because it was so much. It's back up and running. You are taking online for everybody out there that, you know, loves Chicago and loves Chicago firefighters and loves the small business guy like yourself and the memory of your brother, Steve, who started, may his memory be an eternal blessed, started this this venture in October 2009. Hasn't hurt a damn soul. It's made people happy. The kids of firefighters are running around in Chicago firefighter T-shirts. Newborns are running around in CFD onesies. Wives and spouses are running around with CFD, pink CFD, shirts and hoodies and green for St. Patrick's Day. They can't wear that on the job. It's not legal uniform, but they're representing because they're proud that their husband or their uncle, their mother, their father, their neighbor, right? Somebody they went to school with. You know, they're showing respect to the men and women of the Chicago Fire Department. Is Local 2 with you on this, Joe? Local 2, the union of the firefighters?
Yeah, absolutely. David, I couldn't even tell you the support we've had this week. Tuesday, the day that we were supposed to shut down at midnight or stop selling, you know, 70% of our catalog, we were swamped with, you know, union members, family members, everybody you could imagine. We had a line in our store all day long. We stayed open an extra hour just to take care of it. The support has been amazing. We really appreciate the support we've gotten. And, yeah, the union's backing us. And everybody I talk to supports us. So you see it on our Facebook page, et cetera. So.
All right. Well, I got to hit a break here, but I talked to you before the show just to get some more information for this segment. You still have over $200,000 worth of inventory that you need to move because of what the city did to you. And we need to help Joe and the Schrader family move that inventory. I'm already into it for $100. I'm coming down after the show, Joe. I'd like a kosher meal and maybe, and an aisle seat. I'm going to come down and invest another couple hundred dollars in there to give it out to my friends, family, coworkers, and neighbors to support you. But we need our listeners to step up and help the Schrader family move that $200,000 worth of inventory because God knows what the city's going to do. I know O'Shea's helping in. I'm a big fan of Matt. He's a huge, huge fan of the show. He's a friend of the show. And I know if Matt's team is on it, he's busting his hump to help you get some type of resolution here. I'm sure your attorneys are doing a great job, and I'm confident that Local 2 isn't sitting on their hands either. You know, you don't mess with Local 2, I'll tell you that right now. And all the other men and women of the Chicago Fire Department, have got your back. And just, you know, they tell you, listen, Joe, they go after one of us, they go after all of us, all right? And you're one of us.
Right.
And your website, I'm going to say it very slow, Schrader's, S-H-R-A-D-E-R-S, Goods, G-O-O-D-S, .com. Schradersgoods.com. If you're not in the area, you can't get out, like I'm going to do, run over after the show, 3145 West 111th Street. If you want to bring babies and get autographs, I'll kiss babies. You know, shake hands, slap backs. if you want to take me for a Diet Coke and a lime. Big drinkers down there. They like their beverages with alcohol in them. I'm a Jew from the North Side, not a big fan. But Joe, I'm going to come down there. You know, get some pictures and promote it. I know I hooked you up. You're coming on Lisa's show Tuesday, and some other stations. I hooked you up to get the word out. But please, listeners, help this poor guy out until there's a resolution. Schrader's Goods.com. Right, Joe?
Thanks, Dave. Terrific. Yeah, we're real confident that we're going to find a successful resolution to this going forward.
All right.
So thank you, bud.
Yeah, everybody in Chicago's got your back, Joe. All right, bud?
We appreciate it.
All right. You have a great day. And let's help Joe. Schrader's Goods.com. We're going to take a quick break, come back after these messages. Let's review.
Do you want me to read that for you?
I sold a pre- I, no.
I'm in a little trouble.
I'm doing the phonetic.
On phonics.
Yeah, I'm on the first chapter.
Yeah, we know. You opened the book.
I had trouble getting phonics out. Phonics. Completely forgot the word.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. I've got tongue challenges.
Yeah.
My tongue's moving in one direction. My brain's trying to move in a different direction.
Right.
And sometimes they don't line up.
Yeah.
It's becoming more prevalent. I might be calling Eric for some help here, or my wife. This portion of Home Sweet Home Chicago. Chicago is sponsored by the fine people at Consumers Credit Union. Their auto loans are as low as 4.49%. Their home equity line of credit are as low as prime minus a half. For those who qualify, you need a credit score of 731 or greater to get that HELOC rate. Great company. Great organization. Send them, hundreds of people a month, our team, because they do better HELOCs than we do. 312-981-7200. You wanted to expand upon something that you had said earlier about technicians and service calls. You want to expand?
Yeah, let's talk about that. I wanted to be a little more in depth on what we do. So when you go to a service call, talk to the customer, find out what's going on, the issues, history, do a full diagnostic of the air conditioner and then the furnace. If there is a failed part, replace the failed part and then do another diagnostic of it to see what may have caused that failed part to make sure we don't have another issue down the road. So we want to find a company that's going to do the whole thing, not just replace the one component and then leave. You want to go over it after you get it fixed, make sure you check the refrigerant charge, everything's working well, because you don't want to have a callback.
During breakfast, you had mentioned, you had told a story about a gas leak, a perceived gas leak that another service technician before you came in tried to scare the homeowner into putting in a new unit.
That was actually Eric's story.
Oh, that was Eric's story.
My story was about a carbon monoxide leak from a furnace that was 4 years old, 4 or 5 years old.
Okay.
And the technician had told the customer that she was feeling faint and had to go outside and get air, and there was nothing wrong with the furnace at all.
Wow.
So, no, he didn't have a carbon monoxide detector or anything. He just made stuff up. And I went out there. We did a full system evaluation. All it was is we recommended replacing the B-vent chimney out the top of the roof of the house because it was undersized, but it wasn't causing any carbon monoxide or any issues like that.
Do you carry a carbon monoxide detector with you in the trucks?
We do, yes.
You do. So if somebody, if you're getting that scam, because you start saying carbon monoxide,
yeah,
people freak the heck out, right?
Yes,
okay, rightly so. It's very dangerous. So if they say that without having a detector come in or some type of reading device, right? A CO2 reading. Is it CO2, right?
Yes.
All right.
Yep.
There.
Hey.
There you go. Chemistry.
Not much phonics there.
Yeah. CO2. Thank you. Well played.
Not a phone number either, so you're good.
You want to throw a log on the fire, Eric? Or just sit there, right? Because these two guys' microphones are going off pretty soon. Just me and you for the last half hour of the show. So if they don't, if they're claiming that they could smell something or there's a CO2 leak without showing the detection of that, it's bunk.
Yes, 100%.
Okay. Yeah. Phone number for our listeners who want to reach out.
708-831-2281 or www.dornboss.com/WGN. Spelled DornBoss.com.
Oh, look. He doesn't even know how to spell the name of his company.
It's a tough name.
Okay. You want to do it one more time a little slower, Mr. Fire on me? Yeah, go ahead. Mr. Phonetics, hooked on phonics. Go ahead.
It took me 2 years to figure out.
Forget about the W's. Everybody knows that. How do you spell the company name?
DornBoss.
Final answer?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Final answer.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Text from 630 here, Eric. When should people reach out to you to have that consultation?
Well, nobody likes to talk about aging and disease progression or leaving their home. But if there's a senior that's struggling to take care of themselves, we encourage families to make decisions while they have options, not while they're in a bigger crisis. So it's never too early to give us a call at Care Patrol.
Okay. Phone number?
847-653-1211.
You want to read the text that just came in, the 630, to correct me?
David, it's C-O, not C-O-2.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I was just making sure people were paying attention.
C-O-2 is what mosquitoes use to find your body so they can bite you.
Mm-hmm. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. My street has a ditch. Did we cover this?
No, not yet, okay. And I've been wanting to.
708. Anticipate. I like to build it up. 708. My street has a ditch. The water sits because it doesn't flow optimally.
Mm-hmm.
If I drop a dozen drops of oil in the stagnant water, will it kill the mosquito?
Okay, I would love to, first of all, say that I always see this in my neighborhood. I live in the city, and when it rains especially, there's so much trash in the streets that the sewers, they get backed up. If you see this and you are in the city, report it using the 311 app. If you are outside of the city of Chicago and you see any kind of water backing up in public rights of way, contact your local municipality's public works department. Or you can call your township. If you're in a rural area, the local highway commissioner handles roadside ditches and things like this. And if it's something in your neighbor's yard and you can't talk to your neighbor for whatever reason, you can also report them through your local village. And a lot of towns have local mosquito abatement districts, too. So there's a lot of resources out there. I do not recommend ever tampering with any kind of public sewer or water, anything, especially don't put anything, oil or otherwise, in any kind of sewer or standing water if it's not on your private property.
All right, real quick, before the break, from 615, I think that's down in Tennessee, if I'm not mistaken. If you were on the porch or patio, set up a fan that blows on your body. It will blow your scent away, which attracts mosquitoes.
Yeah, so I usually say get a fan blowing low and out away from you because you don't want to blow the mosquitoes into your body. I guess that's the fan is great. The fan is a great hack. But like, for example, if you're sitting on a patio table, put the fan on the ground level low because that's where they're going to be kind of hovering.
Nipping at your ankles.
Yeah, so you want it to blow away from you. That's the idea. And they do use carbon dioxide as we breathe out. That's what they're navigating through to find the best blood meal.
Phone number?
1-800-GOT-PESTS or rosepestcontrol.com.
Website for Schrader's. Getting a ton of text questions for that as well. Website schradersgoods.com. S-H-R-A-D-E-R-S. Goods, G-O-O-D-S.com. Let's help a family on the South Side. Hardworking business. Man and woman. Family. It's been in business since 2009. May his memory be a blessing. His brother started it, and the city is putting a thumb on him, which is ridiculous. This is Home Street, Chicago at 720 WGM. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200, go to WGNDavid.com. CO equals carbon monoxide. We have seven chemists texting in all at the same time. Thank you when I looked at you and said CO2 and you shook your head. Oh, yeah, absolutely. CO2 equals carbon dioxide. Paul from the Southwest Side and all the other texters. Thank you, David. It's CO, not CO2. So thank you for the seven texters for clarifying that. We do appreciate the feedback. And I just want to clarify something for my anonymous caller, Republicans buy sneakers too. Listen, putz, I've been bashing Democrats on this show. Have you missed my tirades, my 3-minute stuff at Terry Preckwinkle speeches at the county board meeting? Have you been in the witness protection program for the 4 months that I went straight to tell her to her face what I thought of her and the rest of the elected officials? Did you miss my talks on Biden and Pritzker extending out the you don't have to pay and don't kick anybody out and these poor people that own 2 and 3 unit buildings that couldn't get government money because their tenants wouldn't file the paperwork for the $25,000 that they could get, but they'd still had packages dropping off, right? So I'm an equal opportunity basher there, you know, sneaker buyer, okay? If Republicans do something stupid, I'll bash them. And if Democrats do something stupid, and they do a lot of things stupid, and if you've been listening to my show, you clearly know how many stupid things they do because I point it out to everybody. And I don't know what I can't say what I want to say. 312-981. I just wanted. I've been sitting on that for an hour.
Yeah.
I'm like, have you seen me at the Northbrook Village meetings talking to my elected officials about the ridiculous crap that they do? It doesn't make any sense. Okay, I guess not. You know, pop an Ambien, switch to decaf. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Bill and Lombard, how are you?
Hey, I'm good, David. I had a quick question for you about rooftop solar. Did the administration kill the tax breaks for it? And I saw online that perhaps Com Edison was helping to subsidize for that. What's the truth out there?
Yeah, that's a great question for Sunrun, our Sunrun representative. I think it might be on next week or the week after. I'm not up to date with all of the solar energy, the Illinois solar. I do know that I sent, after talking with my energy guy yesterday, who helps consolidate ComEd customers' bills, that I reached out to a lobbyist friend of mine to try to get veterans included in the low to moderate income discount off of solar to lower their electric bills. So I don't know exactly what you're talking about, but Neil will take your information, we'll get it over to Dave from Sunrun, and Dave will be well more versed and up to speed on all that stuff than I am currently right now, standing here going, I don't, bum, dum, dum, dum. I have no idea.
Okay. Well, fair. It's a beautiful day.
All right. Well, thanks for the calling in, bud, and hang on for your Mr. Floor cleaning product of your choice. 312-981-7200. Is there a texter who wanted to know, Gil, your recommendations for a CO. Thank you. Just looking at the seven texts. CO detector. Do you have a recommended one? Do you prefer one over the other?
I don't, but you have to make sure you get one that picks up the lower number, right? Because a lot of them are rated for, they don't start until 71 parts per million, and that's too late.
Got it. I would just look for something that's UL rated.
UL approved, but check to see what when it starts to
go off.
So I do have one that we're going to start using. I just can't remember the name of it, but I can send it to you and you can pass it on.
All right.
And those have expiration dates. So if you have a carbon monoxide detector, make sure that it's still within the expiration date. Otherwise, you need a new one.
100%. You should have one by your furnace, one by each bedroom. Yeah.
All right. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Eric Texter here. Does Eric have an area of specialization? Do you specialize over one area of senior need over another?
We do. We specialize in dementia, including dealing with behavioral variants like verbal and physical aggression, and also movement disorders like MS, MD, and Parkinson's, which present their own challenges.
Okay, phone number for listeners want to reach out?
847-653-1212.
All right, well, you guys are both new, first-timers. Rookies have to sing. We got about 3 minutes before the break. Yes, you have to sing. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Here's a texter. David, love your show. I work for the fire department, I believe CFD, I would assume, for 20 years, and our chief would never have sold any apparel without department name or logo on it so people didn't impersonate or represent the department negatively, also a security issue. That being said, I have visited the store on 111th Street back when it was G&L Trophies, rest in peace, Gene. I couldn't believe the CFD was selling their apparel, so I bought a bunch back in the day there, just thinking that would be why administration wanted to stop selling the merchandise, but I don't understand this text. This guy's been selling this shirts. I'm wearing a T-shirt. It's a $20 T-shirt. It's got the Chicago Firefighter logo here, and it's got Chicago Firefighter on the back, right? Chicago Fire Department. This guy, it's a small business owner. Right, the city of Chicago is trying to expand the tax base and grow the business. It's what I'm trying to do in Northbrook, and you're holding a gun to this guy's head, right? You know, it's kind of like the old days, right? He didn't give somebody an envelope. It sounds like to me, this is just me, right? Somebody wasn't taken care of, and now the city council, back in the scrap industry, it used to be meet me by the blast furnace, right? You heard that. You understood you had to go put some Benjamins in an envelope to get your trucks in, right? Or maybe get your trucks not rejected and sent back out. Such a ridiculous crap. 312-981-7200. I don't like people screwing with the small people, small business owners. I just don't get it. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Question for Rose. Did we cover this? I used another company for mosquito abatement last year. They used spray. Didn't work.
Yeah, I did address that because then the person texted again and said, I got bitten 24 hours later. There's no broadcast lawn treatment for mosquitoes. That's not how it works. We address and target breeding and resting zones in a yard. And we walk the property with the homeowner, too, and identify ways that they can help extend the effects of our service so that it actually works and that we have satisfaction 100%.
All right, last text before these guys start singing. 708, a stabbing cabin, here's a definition.
Oh, no.
Is a second hideaway condo / apartment. This is according to 708. This isn't my definition. This
Got
is
it.
708.
Yep. Yep.
Where you bring your girlfriend, apostrophe S's.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at this saying that's a chauvinistic comment, right? Because I guarantee you there are women out there that have got similar situations. And, since you speak for all women on the show, what would you call it?
Yeah, we would not call it a stabbing cabin. Like, that gives murder vibes to me. So okay. We would probably call it, like, the Cougar Shack or something, really, something like that.
Eric, you want to comment on that?
No, I'm silent on that one.
No, you're staring clear. Okay, so rookies, thanks to Joel Spencer, came up with this, have to sing. And this has been a lifelong tradition here for the past year, I would say, and I think you're like 11 and 12, and you get to do it together. So if you're going to sound horrible, you sound horrible together, and nobody can really identify.
That's the best.
Okay, so we're going to do YMCA. Expect you to bring it, right? Speak. You got the words right there. Okay, ready? 3. Tony, you got the cameras ready? We're going to need a split screen. All right. 3, 2, 1.
Oh, my God.
Got to bring the energy, too. Don't rely on Eric.
No.
And Eric, don't rely on Gil. Here we go. Louder.
There's no need to feel down. Louder. I said, young man.
More energy.
Pick yourself up off the ground. I said, young man. Because you're in new town. There's no need to be unhappy, young man.
More power.
There's a place you can go. I said, young man. When you're short on the dough, you can stay there.
Here it comes. Here
I'm
comes.
Sure you
Here
will
comes
find
the chorus.
Ways to
belt this out.
A good time.
Here we go.
It's fun go. To stay at the YMCA. It's fun to stay at the YMCA. Have every young man to enjoy you. And,
well
I lost
done.
Words.
No, yeah.
That was terrible. I didn't even hear Eric.
No, that was great.
Was Eric singing?
Yeah, no, that was that was outstanding.
He was just dancing. He was like the dancing part of the duo.
Yeah, there's dogs throughout the area howling right now. And
running for cover.
Yeah, yeah, my gosh. Thank God we had it in English, right? I don't know. Maybe we should switch it to Spanish.
Yeah.
I don't understand. They got they got the words right in front of them.
Well,
they're bumbling.
You know what? It's hard to,
Maybe it was too much of the CO2.
It's just being in front of you. You're just intimidating.
I'm sure I am.
CO.
I'm CO.
All right, we're gonna take a quick break. We're gonna come back to our say goodbyes. Everybody's gonna get a little spotlight on them to say goodbye. Then we're gonna memorialize. It's Memorial Day on Monday. I'm gonna be at the Northbrook Veterans Day Parade at 10 o'clock in downtown Northbrook. Check your local municipalities. Get out there and support the veterans. We're gonna memorialize the and honor the 13 fallen service members that went to Iran in the Persian Gulf and got killed and are not coming home. So we're going to do that. And that isn't a political statement. It's a fact. And we're going to do that and show respect after these messages. 312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and phone line. All right, we're going to start a little earlier. We're going to do a one-minute nugget of knowledge because I want to give respect to the 13 service members, that gave their life due to the war that's going on in Iran and in the Persian Gulf. Janelle, you're up.
All right, guys, we got some rain in the forecast this weekend. As you're outdoors enjoying your long Memorial Day weekend, please don't forget to wear insect repellent to protect yourself from mosquitoes. We already had a West Nile case come up in Mokena, south suburbs in Illinois. Please stay protected and be diligent about dumping out anything that could hold more than a tablespoon of water to reduce populations in your yard. And if you have a party coming up, get on our schedule. Rose Pest Solutions can provide a service that is family, pet, and pollinator friendly. Call us at 1-800-GOT-PESTS or visit rosepestcontrol.com for a free quote.
What's a non-toxic spray that people should put on to keep the bugs away?
Well, non-toxic is not going to be effective against the mosquitoes, so you need to use a product with an EPA approved active ingredient like DEET,
yep,
picaridin, or oil of lemon eucalyptus.
That's what it was, oil of lemon eucalyptus. Yep. All right, Gil from Dornbos, nugget of knowledge, buddy.
It's AC season. It's going to get warm eventually here in Chicagoland, so it's time to get your AC maintenance scheduled. Give us a call at Dornbos, a call at 708-831-2281 or www.dornbos.com/WGN for WGN listeners, special deal. We also have a first responder and veterans discount.
Nice.
For everybody. And everybody just remember the season. That's the reason for the for Memorial Day, and think of it.
Yep. Mm-hmm. We've got Eric Klein from Care Patrol. Eric, your nugget of knowledge, buddy.
You know, families often ask us, how can we truly be a free model to help seniors navigate the senior living process? And we have an ideal model that helps advocate for seniors because we get paid by communities, similar to the way a realtor gets compensated. So we don't have to charge seniors for our services, and it allows us to impact literally thousands of lives of seniors and help them finish strong. You could think of us as advocates, as educators, and guides in what is often a very stressful and emotional times for seniors and their families. And it is never too early to give Care Patrol Senior Advisors a call. 847-653-1212. We're here to help.
And the website, real quick, if our listeners want to reach out to that and check out your services.
The website for Care Patrol is carepatrol.com/Chicagoland-north.
All right. I'm going to run over to Schrader's at 3145 West 111th Street after the show. We are giving honor, and may all these service members' memories be a blessing. This isn't a political thing. This is a fact. These men and women died serving our country and will never come home. So in honor of their memory, Captain Cody Cork, 35 West Winter Haven, Florida. Sergeant First Class Noah L. Tijans, 42 Bellevue, Nebraska. Sergeant First Class Nicole A. Armour, 39 White Bear Lake, Minnesota. Sergeant Declan J. Cody, 20, West Des Moines, Iowa. Major Jeffrey R. O'Brien, 45, Waukee, Iowa. Chief Warrant Officer, 3rd Class, Robert M. Marzan, 54, Sacramento, California. Sergeant Benjamin N. Pennington, 26, Glendale, Kentucky. Major John A. Cleaner, 33, Auburn, Alabama. Captain Ariana G. Savino, 31, Covington, Washington. Technical First Class Ashley B. Pruitt, 34, Bardstown, Kentucky. Captain Seth R. Koval, 38, Mooresville, Indiana. Captain Curtis J. Angst, 30, Wilmington, Ohio. Tech Sergeant Tyler H. Simmons, 28, of Columbus, Ohio. May all their memories be an eternal blessing. And for all of the soldiers that fought for our country and did not come home, and all of the first responders that fought for our safety and went into dangerous places to protect us and pull us out of fires and out of dangerous situations, all the police and fire, may all their memories be a blessing. And when you're out on a Monday enjoying your day off and out with your family and on vacation and doing your barbecues, remember these men and women that made the ultimate sacrifice.
The preceding episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago was sponsored by David Hochberg and Jeremy Hogel from MegaPros Home Repair, Remodel, and Renovation Experts. Eric Klein from Care Patrol. Gil Wagner from Dornbos Heating and Air Conditioning. And Janelle Iacino from Rose Pest Solutions. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNRadio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago.